8 deaths and at least a dozen overdoses in the lower 48 in the last 15 months have been attributed to the drug called 25i or 2CI Embalm or SMILES. One Juneau youth was nearly added to that list of fatalities, according to a parent who asked that we not divulge his name or use his voice in a story. The 17-year-old boy, described as a top student and athlete, sampled 25i during a gathering with friends in early April. It was his third experience with the drug, but this time he experienced severe seizures. An adult at the friend's house was awakened and EMTs were called. The boy's parent says he believes his son was close to death. He remained in the hospital for a day and a half. 25i is a hallucinogenic that some users say is similar to LSD. The hallucinations and euphoria can last for hours, and it may be accompanied by paranoia and a distortion of time and space. Here's a sample of experience reports found on the website Irrawid.com as read by actors.
I am looking out of my bedroom window, and the trees outside are dancing in front of me. The world becomes a work of art as the leafless branches blowing in the wind melt into an animated Van Gogh painting.
I tried to talk to G, but he was looking not well at all. His face was very bright red, almost blue, purple. His breathing was faint, and his heart seems to have skyrocketed.
I felt like time was looping. Every time someone said a certain word, I thought I'd travel back in time to when they first said it.
Other reported side effects include a spike in blood pressure, increased heart rate, nausea and vomiting, and violent behavior.
The most serious reaction we've seen involved seizures, and it's quite scary at that point.
Juneau Police Lieutenant Chris Sell says they're aware of two people who were hospitalized after taking 25i and know of another five youth who reported taking it. Sell says police believe the drug was acquired over the Internet. It may be available in a perforated blotter paper that's taken orally or in the form of a powder that can be smoked or mixed with a liquid to be inhaled. As with many designer drugs, the origins of 25i can be traced to legitimate scientific research.
There's a series of drugs that really started many years ago, and they're based on the compounds that create some changes in brain chemistry.
Matt Felix is the recently retired Juneau chapter director of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. He says illicit garage chemists constantly make subtle changes to compounds so that they can escape listing the drug as a controlled substance.
They're not new, even though you hear about a new one every year. It's a series of the same drug, in essence.
Lieutenant Sell says samples of 25i acquired in Juneau came back from the Alaska State Crime Laboratory as negative for controlled substances, meaning that there's no current Alaska law prohibiting its possession or distribution.
For instance, 1171-140 is Schedule 1A controlled substances.
Although the chemical compound is not on that list, District Attorney Dave Brower says someone could still be charged with reckless endangerment for providing the drug to anyone who gets hurt. Brower also believes someone could be charged with DUI if under the influence of a federally listed controlled substance.
And I guess the issue is, well, do we want to prosecute them? I mean, do we want to make that person a criminal because they're doing something that, you know, that the law hasn't caught up with yet? You know, there's a lot of controlled substances in the Alaska statute. There are more controlled substances in the federal statute.
The compounds that make up 25i are not on the federal list of controlled substances, but Jack Schmidt, an assistant U.S. attorney based in Juneau, says there is a mechanism for federal prosecution of similar substances used for human consumption. A laboratory would have to compare the drug's chemical structure to an already controlled substance. The Federal Analog Act may allow prosecution of the sale or possession of 25i Embalm since it is similar to 2CI, another compound that is currently controlled. The parent of the 17-year-old who experienced seizures believes that the drug may be in wide circulation among Juneau youth. Sal says parents should be on the lookout for unusual or strange behavior that could lead to seizures. Don't leave the person alone. And Matt Felix of NCAD says get them to medical care as soon as possible.
Definitely to the emergency room because they need to counter the drug, at least get into a medical situation. It is a medical emergency because of the wide-swinging behavior. It can't hurt themselves or others.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration did not respond to inquiries for the story. But a recent DEA presentation before a synthetic drug symposium in Washington, D.C., highlighted 25i as one of the top trending drugs nationwide in trafficking and abuse. The DEA says such designer drugs are usually marketed to teenagers and young adults. The drug is untested and may be active at very low doses, and it could vary widely in quality depending on the lab. It could even differ from batch to batch. Sell says 25i is dangerous just because you'll likely find people experimenting with it.
People unfamiliar with drugs think that this is just kind of a lark to do on a weekend and may find themselves in trouble very quickly.
According to the Geno Parent, this is not something that you can game or something that you can be smart about, especially since the drug has not been studied and nothing is known about the long-term effects. He says, only slightly paraphrasing here, it's an unpredictable drug coming in unpredictable dosage made by people who don't give a rip. This drug really messed them up. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.